Marky Gable.
From Quiet Boys. G'day, Mark.
Hey, it's Paul Kelly here.
Oh. What have you done with Mark Gable?
Where did that come from? Sorry, I was just doing
Hey, how are you, mate?
Good, boys. Thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Thanks for joining us, because if you haven't heard this morning, Aussie music icon Glenn Wheatley, passed away after suffering complications from COVID-19, and he was instrumental in that Australian music industry, mate. He was a very instrumental figure, wasn't he?
Well, he was, yes, you know, and he was controversial as well. He's one of the rare ones that got caught, I may have met him in the early days, and I don't remember that, but I do remember meeting him just over 10 years ago, and all we could talk about was when he was in the can for tax evasion, and lamenting the fact that, you know, he got caught.
Let's focus on the good stuff.
Yeah, so many others didn't, you know, and it was weird because he was a musician and has to be remembered from his time with Masters Apprentices. You know, I love that band.
Yeah.
You know, they were such a great band. And of course, then he went on to management and he, you know, of course, was instrumental in breaking John Farnham again. And as I was told by somebody, and I will say this at Triple M, we will never play a Johnny Farnham record. This is back in the old days. Mm. And of course, they reversed that, you know, with the reinvention of John Farnham. And that was mainly due to Glenn Wheatley. Yeah. He was instrumental in turning John Farnham into what he always should have been, was a megastar, because he's such an incredible singer.
Yeah, some vision.
Yeah, Glenn was, you know, for a bass player in a 60s rock and roll band, he was a visionary. And, you know, once again, we see another guy go and it's bloody sad news.
Yeah, mate, it's just happening all the time, Marky. Last year we lost Michael Gudinski. This year it's Glenn Wheatley, and he's instrumental with, as you said, John Farnham, also Little River Band, Delta Goodrum. So he certainly helped out people wide and far, didn't he?
If you're listening, you didn't know who Glenn Wheatley was. You certainly knew the effect he had on the music industry because you've heard it.
Well, that's right, because, you know, even though he was in a band and performing on stage when he was with Masters Apprentices in the 60s, he gave that up and then went behind the scenes. And so he was actually very, very good behind the scenes. And, you know, like I said, you know, he apparently, from memory, he mortgaged his house to pay for John Farnham's record, you know, You Are the Voice. And, of course, it worked. And, you know, the rest is history. So, yeah.
Mate, yeah, so if that's the news today, Australian music industry icon Glenn Wheatley has passed away, age of 74. Mate, we can't wait to hear you again with Mickey D. You make his show, let me tell you. It's the only time I like listening is when you're on his show, Mikey. Sorry about that, mate.
I can't believe you said that. Mark, don't listen to me.
Mickey's got his shoe shining kit with him. You should bring yours in, Mark.
No, but look, guys, it's true. I mean, we should be a trio. I mean, you guys are just... I mean, you're okay,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I was just talking to your
producer,
a moment ago, and he said they're okay, right? And he didn't enlighten us to what the point was. And the point is that it should be a trio, because I would make it work for you, and you could. I would even give you 50% of each of your money.
Okay, you should be a manager.
Oh, this is good. Sounds better.
Mark Gable, have a good Wednesday. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
See you, boys.